now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you again on this bright and sunny day. Stay tuned because you're going to feel a lot brighter and sunnier because we have our first guest, Aaron Skye Kelly, who's an author, speaker, and motivator. And if you're looking for inspiration, a better life, better job, well, stay tuned because you're going to find some of the answers. And here to help us with that is Aaron. How are you, Aaron?
I'm very good, but I'm disappointed that it's bright and sunny there because it's snowing in Calgary right now.
Oh, you know, my sister-in-law is from Calgary, and it's so strange even in May or even July sometimes. I remember being in Heritage Park and having, like, some snow. So you never quite know, but there's the beautiful mountains and those sunny skies when they come out.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you're a motivational speaker because, and not even bad weather gets you down, right? Is that,
it's
and that's our
true.
Perception of that anyways.
It's kind of true. It's sort of what you make it, I guess.
Now, tell us, how do you come about to do what you do? What is your life journey to get you to this point, Aaron?
Well, what's interesting is ever since I was really little, I grew up in this really small town called Drumheller, Alberta, and I just remember wanting out of that small town so bad. So I had to figure out a way to get out of town, literally. I just sort of put a little plan in place, and I just started to really achieve things quite quickly in my life. And people eventually started to ask, like, why is it that when you set your mind to something, you're able to achieve it and make it happen? So over the course of the years, I sort of just spent a little bit of time analyzing what that was and then created a program that teaches other people literally how to get exactly what they want out of life.
Now, Drumheller is cool. That's the dinosaurs, right?
It is cool. It's a great place to be from. But when I was growing up there, there was nothing to do there. So I either was going to be a crack whore or I had to get out of town. It's very different now. It's a wonderful community now. But there was not a whole lot there in the 70s and 80s.
And you have a good sense of humor, obviously.
Life is so fun. I love to laugh. Yeah.
And
so.
There's nothing better, right? Even to make yourself laugh, because that's what I do half the time.
I know. And if you can laugh at yourself, it sure makes the journey a whole lot easier, too. So
absolutely. Now, who's been your inspiration as you've gone along? I know you've teamed with Brian Tracy for your book. Who are some of your big motivators and mentors?
Well, I'm a business person first and foremost, so I am a bit of an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and I've always been a fan of Sir Richard Branson. I think he's just brilliant.
And cute.
One of the things he does is he, brings a lot of vitality to a workplace, which I think is absolutely vital. Corporate culture, especially now, like, you know, my parents, they worked in the same job their whole entire lives, and now people sort of, you know, when you're spending 40 hours a week somewhere, it has to be a fun environment. So I admire him for his, you know, entrepreneurialism as well as his ability to create amazing corporate culture. So I love him. I, I have a secret crush on Ryan Gosling, so I really admire his career as an actor.
And his abs.
And his abs, yeah. There's just so many. I love to learn from other people. So literally anybody that I can, you know, absorb information from, or I could just get really curious about life. And so I have a lot of really cool people in my life, and Brian Tracy obviously being the biggest.
And, you know, that's why I love doing the show, is because I love hearing people's stories. I guess that's why people like reality TV in some ways, is there's something about getting to know someone, even if it's on this level through the airwaves, and people at home get to know that we're all kind of the same and have the same wants and needs.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we speak to someone like you today and we get inspiration, because it's sort of a constant in life that we always need a little bit of a push, because somehow life can drag us down and then we need a little leg up. So what I know you're coming to Victoria.
Yes.
What do you do to help people? Tell us about the event you're having here and what kind of thing you'll do to help people.
Well, on May 8th, my team is actually coming to Victoria. We're going to be at the Four Point Sheraton Gateway. And what we do is we literally immerse you in a full day of your own life. So from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we take you through a journey of helping you discern exactly what it is you're missing. Because a lot of people, we kind of live this lifestyle of, you know, we're always holding our cell phones, we're always connected to things, we're very busy, but we're not actually accomplishing much, or we're not actually achieving or moving forward. And so what we do is we remove the clutter for one day, and we do everything from get rid of the blocks that we've had in the past, the obstacles that have stopped us, figure out why they're there, but literally just obliterate them and destroy them. And then we focus on sort of big things like bucket lists and big dreams, and we create a vision board. We actually pull out a little bit of arts and crafts, and we make a vision board right there. And then from there, we take that vision and we break it down into little steps, and we figure out exactly what you need to be doing every day. Just little things every day, not like drastic. We're not going to put you on a diet and make you, you know, start saving all your money to be a millionaire. But we will show you the things you need to do every day that will get you there in time anyways. Because the truth is, the time is going to pass no matter what. And I think the biggest thing that could, you know, the biggest disappointment we could have is we sort of wake up 20 years from now, 40 years from now and go, what did I do with my time?
Mm-hmm. So don't you think, Erin, though, we live in our heads a lot, too, and we're hard on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either we're not doing enough, we're doing too much, we should be doing this. And we compare to others and, well, they're doing that. I should be doing more, you know. And we don't kind of accept where we're at or know maybe what's right for us sometimes.
Exactly. And I think sometimes we're living by other people's dreams, too, especially women. And you probably know this because I know you're such a great interviewer and you talk to lots of amazing people.
And you know I'm a woman.
And you're a woman.
You think.
You have a uterus, so you qualify.
Okay.
The thing that we do as women sometimes is we put other people's dreams in front of our own. So rather than say to our closest friends, hey, I need your help with this. I really want to make this happen. We will say, oh, you know, Marilyn really wants to go to Peru for her 40th birthday. Let's see if we can make that happen for her. And we'll go to all this work and trouble for other people and then not do anything for ourselves. And that's a very good trait, but it can also be detrimental if we're looking at the big picture. And a lot of us give a lot of ourselves and a lot of our time and a lot of our energy away, and then we don't really have anything left for ourselves. So our dreams are the last to come true.
And that's very true. And then you have kids. I know mine are in their teens, late teens, early adulthood, and you want to launch them and get them going, and you can spend an awful lot of time. And sometimes you can give the best gift by being sort of a parent who's also got some stuff on the go so that you're not totally needy for them.
Exactly. The best way to teach the kids is to live by example. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So your course is on May 8th, and if people want to sign up for that, how do they go about doing that, Erin?
It's a really, really, really big, long website, so maybe I'll link it to you somehow.
Okay.
But it's Erin Sky Kelly Victoria at eventbrite.com.
Okay, and if people want to get a hold of me, I'm lifestylewithpattymack.com, so please do that. I'll get in touch with Erin. On the next segment, I want to talk about debt because I know you're a mortgage broker also, and I'm in real estate, and you have a thing about credit cards, I think, so we'll talk about that later. I'm not sure, Erin, have you been seeing a series called The 80s? It's about the 80s?
I have. You know, I don't own a television, but I'm hearing lots of things about it.
It's amazing. And, you know, so much stuff started in the 80s, starting with the whole money and debt, and also with our feeling of greed and consumerism.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of started there. When we come back after the break, let's talk about debt and how we can get out of that.
You got it.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Well, I got to tell you right now that it is in full throttle. We're talking about the 23rd annual Victoria Harbor Boat Show. And good morning, my friends. It started yesterday or day before yesterday, and it's going all day today. It's going all day tomorrow. And we're talking about an absolutely fabulous show. Now, on the last cut-in, I told you about Island Flyboard. Now, what the heck is Island Flyboard? Well, let me find out right now because we're going to talk to the man who knows something about it. Darvin Schellenberg is with us. Tell us about flyboarding. What is it?
Well, flyboarding is a new experience worldwide. It was an activity invented by a Frenchman named Frankie Zapata who thought he would take the thrust from a jet ski, put it through a hose and out a board into basically jet-powered rockets. So flyboarding is basically a water sport activity that anyone can enjoy, easy to learn, an incredible experience like nothing you've ever experienced.
It's like having a jetpack on your back except that you're on the water and you're going up.
That's exactly it, yeah. You have the sensation of flying. The thrust of the water propels you out of the water, and you're literally air surfing.
Now, you're going to be giving demonstrations today here at the 23rd Annual Victoria Inner Harbor Boat Show. What time do you start?
That's correct. We're going to be, our first performance will be at 12 o'clock. Our second will be at 2, and our third will be between 3:30 and 4 o'clock.
Happy flying, pal. Stay dry, okay? Come down and see us, my friend, at the Victoria Inner Harbor Boat Show. It's the 23rd annual. That's just one of the major activities, and you're going to love what you see when you come down.
When you buy a home, you want it to fit, now and as you get older. You want space, accessibility, adaptability. You want a home designed with both the present and the future in mind. A home with the main floor layout of a rancher, but with two or three extra bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs. Intrigued? Drop by the open house in Woodland Creek Friday to Sunday, noon to 4, and see what accessible West Coast living really means. Learn more at woodlandcreek.ca, the 2012 Gold Care Award winner for Best New Subdivision and Built Green Builder of the Year. Otatangi Properties Development.
Sam, the roofing man.
Sam the Roofer has been replacing and repairing roofs in Greater Victoria for over 50 years. How have they been so successful? They've kept true to their core beliefs, client satisfaction, and quality workmanship. They continue to provide their clients with an experience that keeps them calling back. If you need a new roof or just a free evaluation, call Sam the Roofer.
Sam, the roofing man.
Sam the Roofer. Fully insured, they guarantee a professional job. Find them in the Yellow Pages and samtheroofer.ca, an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau.
We are back with Aaron Sky Kelly, author, speaker, motivator, and your website's great, Aaron. There's lots of information there, and I know you don't like debt, and you, I think, have a seminar on that as well you're doing in Calgary, and kick debt to the curb or something?
We actually teach that seminar all over, and that's actually part of even the seminar that we're bringing to Victoria on May 8th. We really believe that debt is bondage, and debt really keeps people from being able, it keeps them in relationships that they shouldn't be in for longer than they need to be. It keeps them in jobs that they hate. Debt really is sort of the dream killer in our estimation.
And yet people have used their homes, people have used their credit cards as a way to live for the past 20 years, and now it's catching up. How do we break that vicious cycle? I know it's about consumerism, too, and wanting and wanting.
I know. The big deal is that, you know, when you see, you know, your neighbor, the Joneses, with that BMW, chances are they've got an $800 a month payment on it. So we mustn't equate things with money. That's the biggest deal. The very best way to get out of debt, first of all, is to stop using debt. Mm-hmm. You can't, Dave Ramsey says it the best, you can't dig your way out of a hole with a shovel. And so the thing I hear the most, the biggest objections I get when I tell people to cut up their credit cards and just be done with them is they say, well, what about the points? I get so many points.
I was just going to quote Dave Ramsey because I really like him, and I saw you have him on your website as someone you as a recommended read.
Yes.
No one ever got rich. Like Sir Richard Branson didn't use air miles to get rich.
That's
right.
Yes, exactly. My mentor says the same thing. And so I think it's absolutely crucial that we just get rid of the credit cards. Essentially what it is we're just borrowing time, and we're far better off to do what our grandparents and their parents did, which is just literally stockpile cash. We wouldn't be in the disasters that we are currently in and that we've just come through if we hadn't had debt. And I know there's people that say, oh, well, we need debt. Debt is money. You know, the economy will collapse. I'm not saying we need to be radical and just do everything today. And the odds of all of our North American culture getting rid of their credit cards in one day is not very good.
Yeah.
But if somebody carries a balance, I really recommend just cut those things up. Let's be done with those and get on a new plan.
Because a lot of us who got them, you know, when they were young, aren't good at paying them off. And there's some people that brag, oh, I pay them off every month. But not everybody has that discipline. It's like free money.
Right.
And, of course, it never is.
It's something like 12% of Canadians pay their credit card off every month. It's not a very high number at all. And even then, we know that when we use plastic, we're spending 12 to 18% more than we would if we were paying with cash.
Because you feel it hurts more.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, Aaron? Do you take out a bunch of money? How do you do the envelope system?
I do the Dave Ramsey envelope system. I love it. I've been doing it forever. I also have for travel. I mean, obviously, sometimes when you're booking hotels and that kind of thing, you need something that works like a credit card. So I use two systems. I have a prepaid MasterCard, which I plunk money on, and then I use that when I travel. So it's like essentially like cash. And then a lot of the banks now, we have a credit union here. There's some of the major banks are now offering them. They're debit cards that work on the Visa and MasterCard system. But
right.
When you use the number, it works like cash. So I will use those for travel, but I always have cash in my wallet.
And, you know, that's something that people used to always have. And, you know, a little cash, a little change, and people don't even have it anymore, right?
I know.
And if a thing is down, they're in trouble because they don't ever have cash. And it's always good to have a little cash or a lot.
Or a lot. And I just think, too, when you're looking over your bank statements every month, you know, you get dinged fees depending on where you bank, of course. But, you know, if you're at the convenience store and you need a pack of gum and you're putting that on your debit card, I just think it gets ridiculous in terms of spending. So
I have seen young people at the pop machines and stuff putting in credit cards and stuff for pops and such. It's like, wow.
For a pop?
Yeah, it was something like that in a vending machine putting
in. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, I think they get these cards and hopefully young people are starting out in the right vein because it's a scary prospect to start out with student debt, credit card debt, and all the rest of it.
It is, yeah.
So do you have young kids at all, Erin?
I do. I have two boys. They're 6 and 4 years old. And it was really funny. We were opening their bank accounts a few months ago, and they had quite a bit of money to put in the bank account. And I was worried the banker was going to call child services on me because my kids, you know, plunked up this giant wad of cash, and the banker said, "Oh, well, how did you get all this money?" And my son says, "Oh, it's commissions." Thought I better explain that to her. We don't give allowance in my household. We do the commission system. So they learn that they get money by earning it, not just by existing, because I think allowance is the welfare system. So my kids earn commissions.
Well, that's a good idea. And as far as the motivation, do you start young with them about inspiring them and giving them ideas or getting them to be creative about their ideas?
I do. They're little entrepreneurs. They have a lemonade stand. Last year they made $7,000 in just over 2.5 months with this little lemonade stand. They buy the products. They buy the supplies. They have to pay. You know, they really learn sort of the business and the entrepreneurial side of things. But then I also believe in free enterprise in my household. So if my kids decide they don't want to do something, but they can pay another neighborhood kid to do the work for them and they can take a cut, I welcome that in my house. So they have kind of some interesting creative ways to make money. And at a young age, I just think that's so crucial because most of us didn't learn how to handle money until we were out on our own in university.
No, you know, each decade is different for different groups growing up and depending if their parents worked or not or wherever they were at in that dynamic. But whether it was cooking or money, sometimes we were left in the dark and had no skills.
I know. And some of us didn't even learn about the birds and the bees until it was really late, too. So there's all sorts of reasons you need to teach your kids young. I also believe that, you know, I really try and teach my kids that they are responsible for their own lives. I really am not a fan of blame. I think it puts us in a victim position. So it's really easy for a lot of us to say, well, my life sucks because of my job or my boss or my whatever the circumstance is. And I really don't want my kids to ever hear that language. I want them to understand that they are entirely responsible for their own results in life.
Absolutely true, Erin. And, you know, no matter what, all of us have stuff we've gone through, no matter who we are. And we're responsible for ourselves and our happiness. And, you know, we need to find that somehow. And it's hard, depending on what you've gone through. But, you know, it really is our journey. And we can either, you know, half glass, half full or the other way around. So,
One of my greatest sort of sources of joy is when I get a letter from somebody that's attended a workshop that has struggled with something for a really long time. Maybe they've even been in therapy or that kind of thing. And I'm not anti-therapy. I think it's important. And everybody's different. Some people have some really awful traumatic stuff that happens to them in life. But I think the practice of seeing a therapist regularly can sometimes keep people in the past. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get past that or break that, it really does impede our ability to move forward. And so I love, there's certain therapists and psychologists and stuff that really use a more modern technique, which is what I favor. Mm-hmm. And that really can move people forward. But my greatest joy is when I get a letter from somebody that says, I have been stuck on this issue since I was 8 years old, or I've been stuck on this since I was 16 or whatever. And oftentimes it's either something that's happened to them or words that have been said to them that have carried power with them for their whole lives, and it gave them a certain set of beliefs about who they were that weren't true. And I love when they come do the one-day seminar with us, and they have a lot of fun, and we goof around, and we laugh, and we, you know, do all the stuff. And then 3 months later, I get a letter that said, I did it. I just did it. And that, to me, is like the greatest thing, because I think we're not careful about the words we use. We're not careful about the way we treat people. We don't realize how that can literally affect somebody else's destiny and how unfair that is.
Oh, absolutely. And we think that abuse is just hitting or other things, but our words carry so much weight and mm-hmm. can really do such lasting damage. And I'm sure you've seen, as you say, lots of it when you have your seminars.
Mm-hmm. I do. And it shows you, too, that people are really capable of anything. Oprah Winfrey has this great quote that says, "We all have the ability within us to rise again." And I think that that's so true. We can use what happened to us in the past as an excuse. And we can get stuck in that pattern for a really long time, or we can go, you know what, that is not good enough. I'm done with that. I'm not going to let that, I appreciate what it's taught me and I appreciate what I've learned from it, but to really stand up and go, I don't want that anymore for myself. I want something different. Every human being has the ability to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the visioning, I know you do the boards, and I think what we say even to ourselves, or we say out loud, like, oh, this is going to be bad. It kind of comes true if what you put out there. And mm-hmm. people don't even want to be around it too much if it's always going to be of a negative nature.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard to take over a long period of time. And I think, too, like, the ability to speak your dreams into being is so true. I love, one of the exercises we do is we write this list, and I don't want to get into too much about what it is, but we go through this exercise where we all have to write a list. And I have people coming to me year after year that say, I wrote this list 8 years ago, and all 100 things on this list have come true for me. Mm-hmm. Because I spoke them into being, and I wrote them down, and I decided that it was going to be okay to actually admit that these are things that I want.
Yeah. And don't you think, Erin, too, a lot of stuff is breaking it down into smaller pieces, too. Mm-hmm. Lots of times we don't think about how the journey is sort of the fun part or the part that is good, and we want to get these results, and some people are more absolute results driven, but it's really that journey, and break it down to small pieces and we can get anywhere.
Yes, you are so right. That's exactly what it is. We have this mentality sometimes that when I do this, this will happen. So like when I
lose weight, I'll be happy, or whatever it may be.
Yes, so true, right? But it's not like, it doesn't work that way. It's really who you are today and how you decide to live today. And it's always just little tiny changes. Like, I remember when Tiger Woods was learning his, or when he was, you know, this is years and years ago, when he was at the top of his game before all the scandals. Mm-hmm. They broke down his swing and reconstructed it. That's probably 10, 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
And they reconstructed it, and of course, then he was winning again. And when they compared the old swing to the new swing, they found out that the difference in the swing was like 2 millimeters or something like that. It was very, very small change, but it made all the difference. And so sometimes we think, you know, in order to have great change, we have to do these massive changes in action, right? We wake up on Monday morning and we're going to start the diet, we're going to drink more water, we're going to exercise, we're going to sleep better, all in one day. And we think that that's the key, and it doesn't work. And it's never that big. It's always just little tiny things. And it starts with really who you are and what you believe about yourself today.
So let's start today and just tell people again when the when your one-day workshop is.
I'm so excited. I love Victoria. I can't wait. May 8th, and we're at the Four Points Sheraton Gateway. And you can get the tickets online. You just order them right through a website that's really long, but I'll pass it on to Patty.
Perfect.
It's Erin Sky Kelly Victoria at eventbrite.com.
Excellent. And you can contact me at lifestylepattymack.com. And great talking with you, Erin, and have a wonderful day. I know you will, and I hope people go away today and do likewise.
Thank you, Patty.
Take good care. When we come back after, we're going to talk about Malux.
Ever dreamed of owning a yacht? It doesn't have to be just a dream. Tune in to Talk to the Experts this afternoon from 3 till 4, live at the Victoria Boat Show. Terry Moore and his guests from Island Cruising Group and their yacht sales division, Coastline Marine, will talk about learning to sail, chartering a yacht, and how to make yacht ownership easy and affordable. You'll want to listen. They'll take your calls on Talk to the Experts this afternoon at 3 on CFAX 1070.
Haven't we all had a love affair with one of our vehicles? Monday on Discovery, loving owners of crummy cars face off in bumper-busting challenges. The wheels that win get cash to restore their ride. The lemons that lose get impaled on the massive spike of shame. 35 will battle. Only one will be the last car standing. Competition begins Monday at 7, only on Discovery.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 News Update. With the prime suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings under guard in hospital and his older brother and accomplice dead, the United States now turns to the task of figuring out what provoked the two Russian-born Chechens to turn against their adopted nation. President Barack Obama using the same type of language that got Liberal leader Justin Trudeau in hot water earlier this week north of the border has pledged to direct investigators to determine why the Tsarnaev brothers may have traveled down the path to domestic terrorism. One official said Saturday investigators believe the suspects were acting alone as troubling portraits emerged of the social isolation of the deceased Tamerlan Tsarnaev, in particular amid suggestions he may have led his younger brother Jokhar astray. Scouts Canada have appointed a new chief scout for the organization. They decided to go with a celebrity. Terry Grant, who's better known for his television moniker of Man Tracker, will take over as chief scout for the next 2 years.
It's quite an honor, you know, to be the chief scout. It's kind of still a wow thing, you know, because, you know, it's all about the kids. And if I can pass on some of my knowledge and my expertise to some of these kids, and, you know, it gives them a better chance at life and gives them a few more values and morals that I feel strongly about, then I've done my job.
Grant received the honor at the Empress Hotel on Friday night. He says he's got some big shoes to fill. He's a 25-year veteran of the Foothill Search and Rescue Team near Calgary. Scouts Canada is the country's leading co-ed youth organization with more than 100,000 members nationwide. And the largest Vasaka parade outside of India is underway in Surrey today. An estimated 200,000 people are gathering along 128th Street to celebrate the Sikh Harvest Festival. It signifies the dawn of a new year, and there's plenty of color, with many in traditional dress as well as plenty of traditional music. And with the provincial election around the corner, party leaders Christy Clark, John Cummins, and Adrian Dix are all making appearances. And finally, if you see a large haze of smoke near City Hall or a high number of food trucks parked in the area today, don't be alarmed. It's just the 420 smoke out at Centennial Square. April 20th is often known as Marijuana Appreciation Day, and hundreds are expected to gather at 420 this afternoon. Authorities generally look the other way at public pot smoking on this day, as it's generally used by advocates to voice their opinion on legalization. Time now for a look at CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria. A mix of sun and clouds today with a chance of showers with some wind along the water and a high of 13. Tonight mainly cloudy with a chance of rain, wind lightning overnight and a low of 6. And then Sunday mainly cloudy with a chance of showers clearing in the afternoon and a high of 11. Currently in downtown Victoria, it's sunny and 13 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070. Good afternoon. Good morning. It's 11:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody, on this sunny day. We're going to keep the sun going here. We've got our good neighbor next door, Marion Groot, is joining us. How are you, Marion?
Good. How are you?
How's your new place? Now, tell us all about, we had Deanna Young on, who's on the show a lot with Food for Thought, and told us all about her new venture. Tell us about your new space, which is on Broad Street.
Yeah, so it's called Malux Studios.
Malux.
Yes, spelled M-A-L-U-X-E.
And what is the name? What does the name come from, Marion?
The name is a derivative of luxe, which is a term in French used to describe refined luxury. So it's luxe. And then the first two initials are actually my name and my maiden name, which is Marion Andrew. So
Nice.
Yeah. So in French, it translates into Malux, which is my luxe.
That sounds good. Malux. I like that. And you have a gorgeous space, which is on Broad, which is right on the other corner from where we are.
Yes, absolutely. It's right on the corner of Broad and Johnson, second floor, and we've got a street entrance, and it's called Malux Studios. And essentially, it's 4,200 square feet, and it's white-on-white decor, floor-to-ceiling windows, beautiful decor and furniture, and a great place. We actually call it Chick Heaven, so it's a great place for women to come and partake in bridal beauty and fashion services.
Chick Heaven, that's your byline. Marion, tell me about your background and how you got into this.
Yeah, I'm a professionally trained hair and makeup artist, and I was originally a singer, professional singer-songwriter. And I decided that singing was no longer for me and needed to get my parents off my back for a good year. And so I went to hair school and fell in love with it and got really lucky to have found two things in my life that I really love. And along that, I was also, you know, really loving being a leader and loving helping other women find their dreams and accomplish their goals. And so all of those interests kind of married all into one with Mille Lacs and the Studio Collective, which is a new program that we launched in September. So along with the opening of the studio.
Now, was there a need in Victoria? This is primarily bridal, Marion?
Yeah, so we call ourselves a bridal beauty fashion collective. We've got several actually new recruits that are more based in the bridal, in the beauty and fashion industries, but primarily our focus is bridal.
Was that something that was really missing in town, was sort of a one-stop shop?
I think rather than a one-stop shop, what was really missing was the camaraderie, I think, between professionals in various industries. And especially, I think a lot of young women in Victoria who were running their own businesses were feeling a little bit alone and out in the cold and kind of lonely. You know, and when you're an entrepreneur and you're your own commodity and you're running your own business, it can be kind of difficult sometimes to, you know, reach out and network. It's the famous question, when do you work in your business and when do you work on your business? So, I think more along the lines of the support, and what we found once we started it was that brides really, really loved it. So we started all working together, and now it's sort of become a one-stop shop, and everyone's, you know, created incredible relationships and know each other inside out. And so it's on the wedding day, it's really calming to the bride to know that all her professionals can work together and have worked together in the past.
And I know Deanna, you know, for many years, and she's always promoted other people and had a good grasp of the other people in the industry. So I'm sure she's a great find for to be a fit for your business.
Oh, she's incredible. Food for Thought has been nothing but absolutely, you know, immaculately professional. And Deanna is one of those people, I think, in Victoria that brings everybody together.
Yeah.
And has always done that. And I just love her personality, and her sense of humor is awesome too.
Yeah.
So we really enjoy working with her.
Now, I went on your website too, and I saw this designer from Port Alberni that has some pieces that she does for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, are they ever pretty? What different ideas.
Yeah, and she's actually, we call her the creative genius. Each individual that's part of the Studio Collective has sort of a funny moniker. And so Sarah from Adorn Atelier is called the Rebel. And she hand makes everything. Everything is one of a kind. Everything is personally made. She makes everything from sort of vintage, reused, revisited jewelry that she finds in antique stores and raw silk. And so for brides, it's a really wonderful experience to be able to go through, because they get a custom-made piece that's only theirs that they can wear on their wedding day.
And tell me, Marion, some of the pieces for the hair, for the head, how do you incorporate that with the hairstyles, some with the flowers and such? What kind of do's are you doing right now?
To be totally honest with you, it's kind of an artist's thing. They always seem to work. That's the nice thing I like about working with Sarah, is her hair pieces seem to work with every style really easily. It's a little bit like a veil. We always have brides that ask us, you know, should I be designing the hairstyle around the veil? And we always say, don't do that. You know, do something that you really love with your hair and the veil will fit. In the case of styling hair, it's really about not trying too hard and just letting it flow and letting whatever happens, happens.
Is that what's in right now, is looser hair, not structured so much?
Yeah, I sort of feel like structured is coming back, but definitely in the last couple of wedding seasons, you know, really romantic, ethereal, loose, undone, kind of unkept hair has been really popular.
I had helmet head.
Awesome.
But it was the 80s.
Yes, yes. We love the trends, too. I mean, there's tons of trends coming back as well. You know, there's a lot of 1960s influence right now, especially in makeup. So
I love that. I used to be a makeup artist on TV as well, and I know for weddings, it's really a good idea to do run-throughs with makeup and hair and everything, so that you really have an idea what you want, because you don't want a big surprise on the day of your wedding.
Absolutely, and we actually provide complimentary trials as part of our services, because, you know, a trial is really amazing for a bride, and it really calms her concerns, but it's also incredible for the team, because every single bride's hair is different, every single skin type is different, and for us, it's really about getting to know the bride's personal style. You know, what does she like, what does she not like, and a trial can really help us nail that down, and then on the day, she's completely confident in her team.
Absolutely. When we get Mary, we're going to talk more about your special shop and what services you provide. Back in a minute.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts.
With news you can count on.
If it's happening,
it's here.
Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to the 23rd annual Victoria Harbor Boat Show. I'm Terry Moore. We're on location right at the entrance, and we want you to come by and check out all the sailboats, the powerboats, the luxury yachts, and eco-friendly cruisers. The Victoria Harbor Boat Show has the perfect boat for everyone. That means you, and no matter your budget or your lifestyle, now in its 23rd year is Canada's largest in-water boat show, and boy, have they got them all the vessels you could possibly imagine. And just a few moments ago, I went over and checked out an inflatable that I did not believe until it was explained to me, and I've got the guy who's got it here for a demonstration. John, give us your last name.
Hey, John Dowd, it is.
John Dowd, and you can tell from that accent that he's a Kiwi, and he's living now here in Victoria. Tell us about this fabulous inflatable called Sea Legs. What's the story?
The story is that it's a fully amphibious boat. It will drive straight out of the water. You lower the wheels up and drives up the beach. It'll go up a 38-degree slope. It'll go through soft sand, over rocks, a foot in diameter. It's amazing.
And when you see it, my friends, you won't believe it, because here is a vessel that's got it all together for you. They've got a 150-horsepower engine on it, and they've got the hydraulic motor that's right into midships on it, and you'll love this vessel. You're going to say, I've never seen anything like this. Trust the Kiwis to come up with this one. Thank you, John, and good luck with this. Thanks. All right, and come by and see us, my friend. That's just another example at the 23rd Annual Victoria Harbor Boat Show. We're in the Inner Harbor, going all day today and all day tomorrow.
How Bell makes getting a superphone better.
Sam from Don Mills asks,
two questions. Why the Sony Xperia ZL and why the Bell Network?
Well, Sam, the Sony Xperia ZL is the best of Sony in a superphone. It has a stunning 5-inch HD screen and a 13-megapixel camera that takes sharp pics in any light. Plus, only Bell gives you the most live TV channels and access to Canada's largest LTE network, so you can get things done faster in more places.
Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, superphones just got better.
Hi, it's me. Could you tell me the address of your rental property again? That's where I am. I thought I had the wrong place. No, I'm on your roof, and it's in good shape. You're at least 5 years away from needing it replaced. You're very welcome.
Sometimes you don't need a new roof, and if that's the deal, Aerial Roofing will tell you. Aerial Roofing. Honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at aerialroofing.ca.
Kind, warm, caring. That's the Highgate difference. Come home to Highgate Lodge and you'll find an atmosphere just like home. We're a small, close-knit seniors community of only 54 suites, nestled on Cedar Hill Crossroad, close to many shops and services. I'm Linda Bishop. Please call and inquire about our weekly introductory package in our guest suite. It's your opportunity to experience the Highgate difference. For more information, call Highgate Lodge 472-0077. Come home to Highgate.
We are back with Marion Groot from Lux, which is just up the street on Broad. Now, you also rent the facility out, don't you, Marion?
Yeah, we do. It also doubles as a venue because of the, the initial beautiful space, 4,200 square feet. So it's actually, we get a lot of clients that come in and say, you know, this looks like New York or it looks like Toronto. So it's a little bit different of a venue in Victoria, which is, you know, kind of nice.
Something new and fresh. And where does the bride start? If we've got people listening today, whether you're a bride or the best friend or the mum, where do you start right now in the whole process if you want to look at getting married soon or in the fall or whenever it might be?
Yeah, so what I would recommend is that you go to malux.com, malux.com, mm-hmm. And contact us. And basically what we recommend is that you come in for initial consultation, and we call it the cupcake date. Mm-hmm. And you come in and enjoy, you know, a glass of bubbly and tell us all about your plans and your visions. And then from there, we can put you in touch with professionals that, really can help you on your wedding day and know all the ins and outs of how to plan a wedding.
And it's so true. I know, speaking with Deanna, from the venue to the food, everything that you need to make it sort of seamless, right? One-stop shopping as opposed to kind of pulling your hair out, not knowing where to go.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're a bride, it can be really overwhelming. You've got tons of decisions to make. And you're also, you know, working your own full-time job and living your life. And the Studio Collective eats, lives, and breathes bridal. And so we're in a position to be able to calm your nerves and really provide you with that professional advice that's going to make all the difference.
That's great. Now, I know Fashion with Passion is coming up, and CTV Vancouver Island, CFAX, and Cool are proud to be sponsors once again. And
yes.
Tell us when that event is coming up.
Yeah, that event is on May 11th at 6:30 p.m. There's a pink carpet entry, so you'll be able to get yourself all glammed up and walk the pink carpet. It's to benefit a really great cause, which is the newly launched 100 Women Campaign by Women in Need in Victoria. And it's going to be an incredible night full of glamour, and we're doing a fashion show and a silent auction, and we've got some really amazing prizes and auction items to give away. So we encourage everybody to come down. It's $80. The exclusive sponsor is BMW, so it will be happening at the BMW location in Esquimalt.
Where do you get tickets for that, Marianne? How do you...
You can visit winfashionwithpassion.com, all one word.
Okay.
And purchase tickets right off the site there.
Okay, and you can always contact me to lifestylewithpattymack.com, and I can get you in touch with Marianne and whoever you need to. And, you know, what's great about that is you're getting a great evening and you're helping out. Tell us about WIN.
WIN is a local cause based in Victoria. They've got several retail shops, I think, that everybody is really familiar mm-hmm. with here. And basically what they do is they raise money for transformational programs and helping women in need in the community. So it's a really great cause, and it's a cause that's, you know, really hit home for Mellux. Obviously, Mellux is a female-based entrepreneurialism support mm-hmm. system. And so, you know, we believe in female empowerment, and we believe in helping women in need. And so we're really excited to be a part of the cause.
Well, good luck on all your ventures, because it sounds like you've got the right attitude and you've got a great bunch of people working with you, and all the best to you.
Yeah, and can I just announce one more thing?
Please do.
For the 100 Women campaign, we're actually having an interesting promotional shot happening at Mellux Studios on Sunday, tomorrow, between 10 and 12 p.m. And essentially what it is it's going to be 100 women in one photo. So if you do want to come down and donate your time and energy to a wonderful cause, come down to Mellux Studios at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and we will put you in the photo.
And what should they wear? Anything special?
Nope. Wear whatever you'd like. We are actually going to be providing every single woman with T-shirts, so everyone's going to be wearing the same T-shirt.
So a T-shirt to wear. Okay, so and that's at what address again tomorrow?
1402 Broad Street, right on the corner of Johnson and Broad.
So that's just opposite to the CFAX CTV studios in Cool here. So make sure you do that tomorrow. Sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us today, Marianne.
Thanks so much, Patty. It was great to talk to you.
You too. Take care. Now we're going to talk to another friend of the show, Rhonda Parker, who, of course, is our travel specialist. But last week, she was a sports enthusiast doing something for other people at Bust a Move. Tell us all about it, Rhonda.
Hi.
Hi there.
What I did is I went to Vancouver. Actually, it started about a year ago. I joined one of the teams with a lot of other travel enthusiasts, some reps from some of the cruise lines, and there was seven of us participating. We had to raise $7,000, and then we had to spend the day in Vancouver, and it was at the Richmond Oval, and we busted a move. We had six different classes. It started out that we had, I have to think of the different classes. That we
yoga,
had, so.
Probably?
I'm sorry?
Yoga?
We had yoga, and we had Tabata. We also had Tommy Europe did a boot camp for us.
Oh,
and we
boy.
Did Bollywood, and we did hip-hop, and it was so amazing. There was 500 women there. We had raised altogether over $500,000.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Towards breast cancer, and we had a great time just kind of connecting and eating good food and exercising. It was great.
I've never heard of this one before, but it sounds like a fun event with really kind of different things to do as well that I haven't heard of. What was that second one?
Tabata.
What is that?
So what it is it's 20 seconds doing an intense exercise and 10 seconds off. And you have two sets. So you do four exercises, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. And then you move to the next set as well. And it's lots of sweat was sweated, trust me.
And that's what they say now, right, is that intense and then back off a bit. And that's what really is good for cardio conditioning and weight loss and everything else.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Wow. When we come back, I want to talk a little more about Tommy Europe. Back in a minute.
Rona Home and Garden. It's the place to start your planning for outdoor living. Bring a drawing of your dream deck or garage, and a Rona specialist will do a 3D rendering free. To complete your backyard project, check out the exciting landscaping ideas in Rona's gigantic garden center, totally stocked with top quality plants, shrubs, trees, and all the tools to get it done. Plus, Rona Langford will meet and beat competitors' prices. Rona Home and Garden. Doing it right on Langford Parkway. Open till 9 weekdays, 8 Saturday, 6 Sundays.
Now, people have been asking me when they're coming down here to this fantastic boat show today, the 23rd annual, how's the food down there? Well, I got to tell you, we're lucky because you know me and food. We're right across the way from the authentic Greek food outlet, and Costas with us. Now, you're doing everything here.
Yeah, we do souvlaki, we do gyros, we have spanakopita, we have a baklava, Greek salad, the whole nine yards.
And right next to our friend that runs the donut shop here, too.
That's
so
right.
So you're all here today. So you never have to worry about food. They've got it all. And you talk to Costa and his people when you get down. Authentic Greek food. It's all homemade Greek-style food and desserts as well. And you can't miss out on this one. I love the spanakopita.
Spanakopita
and the fresh Greek salads. It's all here. Yes. When you're looking at the boats at this fantastic boat show, thank you, Costa. Good luck with this. Okay, and come by and see us. We'd love to see you. Getting around lunchtime, sure, drop by the Victoria 23rd Annual Boat Show. All the vessels you could ever possibly want and all the pros waiting to talk to you. Don't miss out.
There comes a time in life when you decide that quality means more than quantity, and good neighbors are just as important as a good neighborhood. If you've come to that stage in life, whether you're just starting out or just beginning to wind down, you'll know what's important: quality, character, and a sense of perspective. At West, we feel the same way, which is why we hired a global award-winning architect to design our townhomes and used superior construction and craftsmanship to make them a reality. And when we did, we built them just minutes away from downtown, close to schools, golf, lakes, and the ocean. In fact, if you can find this level of quality, craftsmanship, and design at a better price, we'll meet or beat it. That's the West Buy Guarantee. And with prices starting at $529.9, it's more affordable than ever. Come by and see for yourself. Turn right off the Trans-Canada Highway onto Burnside Road West, and you'll find us at 2151 Burnside. We're open Thursday through Sunday, 1:30 to 4. Westtownhomes.com. Inspired by design.
We are back with Rhonda Parker, of course, who's a travel specialist. We're going to talk about some special deals maybe going on in a few minutes. But first of all, we're going to talk about Bust a Move. Rhonda was there last week, and she was raising some money for breast cancer. And people can still donate to your cause, Rhonda, if they care to?
Yes. So what you do is you go to either Breast Cancer, I think it's called breastcancercanada.ca or bustamove.ca. And the team we have is called Boobs or Us, and you can actually donate directly to the team. I know that they have now re-enrolled for 2014, so I'm not sure how it affects the 2013, but they can definitely just go ahead and donate there for next year if they like, or they can send it directly to me. They can email me and find out how to get it to me, and I can actually get it into this year's contributions as well. And so they can do that for sure.
Perfect. Thank you, Rhonda. And Tommy Europe, now we've seen him on shows before. Is he really tough?
Oh, my God. He was very tough. I've seen him before as well, and he was not as tough as what he was on last Saturday. Normally you do normal planks, which is, you know, on the front. Mm-hmm. We had to do backwards planks. We had to do side sit-ups with tricep pushes, things I had never heard of, and they made a difference in your body, and we made him sweat. So he was working pretty hard as well, which was pretty fun.
You must be in good shape, Rhonda.
I'm trying, but not nearly as good shape as he is.
Well, good for you. I think that's wonderful. And you know, it sounds like a fun cause. I'm always looking for stuff that you can do that's kind of fun as well, and sounds like that kind of does both things. You're helping others, and you're also getting fit and doing something kind of fun.
Yeah, and it was a wonderful day, definitely. And a lot of the people, actually one of the ladies on our team, she is a breast cancer survivor, 8 years, and a lot of people that were there, it's a very emotional and, you know, emotional energy, if you will, in the room, because they've been through a lot, and they really wanted to push us and push us further, because when you have breast cancer, you have to fight for your life, and it really made a difference. So you really felt that difference when we were there last Saturday. So,
well, it's important to stick together, and if you have people that are going through cancer or have cancer, to keep those lines of communications open and be a good listener, be a good friend, and always giving food to people is a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
People say, what can I do? You know, food's always good, or Just to listen, right?
Exactly.
Just to be there. Absolutely.
Run an errand. Do you need milk? Do you need some groceries?
Just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do it. And of course, you're a travel specialist, so tell people how to get a hold of you for travel, too, because you have two hats.
I do, definitely. Well, you can call me locally. The phone number is 250-384-8100. We've got some great promotions going up to Alaska. And I've got to let you know, and I think everybody knows this week, the Alaska season started off here in Victoria on the 17th. We have the Zandam stopping in. It's now off to Hawaii, but it will come back, and then it's going to do the route up to Alaska. But just to give you an idea, with taxes, if you're interested in going on a cruise to Alaska, we have some prices that are like $675 per person. And that's less than $100 a day, which is just unbelievable. So we've got some really good promotions that are out there that are coming up for the May season. And, of course, we do have cruise and land tours. I do believe like a 11-night cruise and land tour in the interior was $1,600 per person. So it's very, you know, there's a lot of tours included. There's a lot of stuff going on up in Alaska that you want to see. And it's just amazing the prices that we've got out there right now.
And everybody I talk to wants to go to Alaska because it's easy as well.
It is.
Right?
Exactly.
You can go to Vancouver, Seattle. It's an easy place to go to. And if you haven't been yet, it's really beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah. And then one of the other things that we've been focusing on, of course, we focus on Europe a lot. We focus, I do believe in Oceania. Oceania is a wonderful cruise line. We recently had a customer appreciation evening, and we had Oceania host it. And we have some amazing prices called Your World on Sale. And, of course, you get the free airfare from Vancouver. You get $500 shipboard credit, prepaid gratuities, unlimited internet. If you want a business class for some of the sailings in 2013, you get reduced business class, and you get bonus savings up to $5,000 off per stateroom. So there's some amazing promotions out there for the rest of this year, primarily summer, and they are going Europe as well as we have like even San Francisco to New York, which is a Panama Canal. It's a 21-day, great price.
That's a great cruise.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really interesting to see. And if people haven't been on a cruise before, I love it, but tell them why they should try a cruise because it really is a great way to travel.
The nice thing about a cruise that I really like is, first of all, it's an introduction to the area, and you get to see places, you get to come back to the same bed, unpacking once, and the food. That's why we have to do all this exercising for Bus to Move, just for the food on board on the ships and that. But yeah, the experience, the entertainment, the places that it can take you, and you know, there's a lot of things that go on in the world, and so it's kind of nice to be able to come back to the same, you know, room, if you will, and sail onwards to the next destination. If you want to go back to the destinations, at least you've had a chance to see them and experience them, and then you can say, oh, I'd love to spend more time here, and then plan another trip around that as well.
So yeah, and you know, TJ was talking about he wanted to go to South America maybe. On a cruise, it's kind of handy because you can get to see a lot of places really quickly and know where you want to go back to,
exactly.
And that's a really popular place to go to now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you back as well, Rhonda, because we're going to talk more extensively about some packages and maybe even planning for Christmas, because now's the time you do that, right?
We do, and just so you know, actually, we do have some amazing Christmas promotions that are out right now, like 20 days going from South America. Here you go, TJ. You got your South America holiday, Rio to Valparaiso.
Oh.
So there's lots of things that are out there already. Christmas does book up early, as you know, not only on the cruises but land vacations, and I'm also booking right now for spring break for next year.
Wow, all the old cougars will be really after TJ.
Well, we'll have to get them on board.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, well, nice talking to you, and well done on the Bus to Move, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon.
Great, thanks so much, Patty.
And TJ, thank you as always. Until we meet again, get out there, enjoy your day.